SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been freed from prison in the United Kingdom, with his tumultuous and long-running legal battle set to draw to a close. The 52-year-old Australian journalist has spent years fighting extradition to the United States over espionage charges related to the release of hundreds of thousands of classified US documents. Now, Mr. Assange has agreed to plead guilty to one charge of violating US espionage laws as part of a deal struck with US prosecutors. Julian's wife, Stella Assange, says she is elated and is grateful for the hard work done by his supporters.
Throughout the years of Julian's imprisonment and persecution, an incredible movement has been formed, a movement of people from all walks of life, from around the world, who support not just Julian and not just us and our family, but what Julian stands for, truth and justice. We still need your help. What starts now with Julian's freedom is a new chapter.
After landing in the Northern Mariana Islands, a US territory in the Pacific, Mr. Assange is set to plead guilty for the single criminal count of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified US national defence documents. While many are relieved by the plea deal and his imminent return, others say it is problematic. Cindy Cohen is the executive director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a non-profit dedicated to defending civil liberties in the digital world. She says the prosecution should not have happened in the first place.
This is the first time in the 100-year history of the Espionage Act that a journalist or someone committing journalism, someone engaging in journalistic act, has been prosecuted under the Espionage Act for essentially receiving information and communicating information. Now, this is something that journalists do all the time. They receive information and they communicate information. And journalists who cover national security have a responsibility to try to help keep the rest of us informed about what our government is up to.
Mr. Assange was indicted during former US President Donald Trump's administration over WikiLeaks' mass release of secret documents in 2010. The documents were released by former US military intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, who was also prosecuted under the Espionage Act. The trove of more than 700,000 documents included diplomatic cables and battlefield accounts of US troops in Iraq. Chief Executive of the Committee to Protect Journalists, Jody Ginsburg, told SBS that her team will be watching for future implications of the case.
He is pleading guilty after facing a very long period of challenging this and there being no movement from the US. Only very recently did we see that the US was prepared to accept a plea deal. We didn't see this go to court and it set the precedent that it could have done. Nevertheless, Julian effectively had to plead guilty to an activity that's the kind of activity that journalists globally perform day in, day out in the public interest. And obviously that is problematic. But in the meantime, clearly it is to be celebrated that he is free and can be with his family and that this case, which should never have been brought against him, did not come to court in the US.
Mr. Assange is set to face sentencing on the island of Saipan, a Commonwealth of the United States, reportedly chosen for both its proximity to Australia and because of Mr. Assange's opposition to travelling to mainland United States. In his sentencing, Mr. Assange will be credited the time he spent in a UK prison and will be free to return home to Australia. Jody Ginsburg says extradition would have had serious implications for press freedom worldwide.
It has been a case that has cast a very long shadow over press freedom globally. Had Julian been prosecuted, had he been extradited to the US and faced trial over these charges, it could have had very serious implications for journalists everywhere, for journalists who seek information in the public interests, who seek classified information and seek to publish it. That's what journalists do the world over, and it's very important that we protect that right fiercely.
National's MP Barnaby Joyce is among a number of Australian politicians welcoming the news. Mr. Joyce says that while he believes Mr. Assange's actions were not morally correct, they do not give the United States the right to extradite an Australian.
And if the dissemination of this information is a crime, then every person where I now stand in the Parliament of Australia's Fourth Estate is on their way to the United States of America, because you all printed it. And, you know, that creates massive confusions. I don't want a place in Australia where if I offend the Quran, I'm off to Riyadh. If I offend the Chinese Communist Party, I'm off to Beijing. Or an Australian citizen who offends a law in the United States is off to the United States, unless he's in the United States when he commits it. In that case, that's a completely different issue.
The Australian government has said in a statement that while it is unable to comment on the situation as legal proceedings are scheduled, it will provide consular assistance to Mr. Assange. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says that both she and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese reiterate that this has gone on too long.
Over the last 2 years, the Albanese government has advocated for him to come home. That advocacy has been led by the Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister has been very clear about the priority he gives to Mr. Assange's case. He has been supported in that by the Attorney-General, by me, by the relentless work of senior diplomats and others. And we want to be in a position to see Mr. Assange reunited with his family in Australia.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.